Dear Catholic faithful, I address a few words to you in English now. I have recently heard a story about a lady. She has sung a song, and she told a story. There was a story that several men got a cross on their shoulders, and they had to carry the cross. And the crosses, they were heavy, and it was hard for them. But they walked. They knew this is my destiny. Christ has given me this cross and for him. But it was heavy. And then they passed a workshop. And one of the men thought, okay, oh dear God, I am willing, but please, it's too hard. I have not deserved to carry such a heavy cross. And he entered the workshop and saw up a part of the wood to make it diminish the weight of the cross he has to carry. And then he continued, he passed the others, they continued together, and he was happy, okay, my cross is not as heavy as it was originally. But then they came to a canyon. And they had to pass this canyon. And they understood, we cannot jump with our crosses, it's too heavy. We will not make it on to the other side of the canyon. And then they understood, okay, let us put the cross between the two sides of the canyon and let us walk on the cross to the other side. And they did. Except this one clever man. He was thinking he's clever. His cross was too short. He could not pass it over. And I think this is a story explaining our human life in certain regards. We're often enough thinking as Catholics, okay, dear Lord, I'm ready to carry the cross with you, but sometimes we have the impression it's too heavy. I have not deserved it. Possibly, let it be better. But then we make also the experience after a while, we are approaching a much heavier exam in our life. And then we understand, now I can put the cross on horizontal position, I can pass the canyon, because I have carried it. And when I abbreviate it, when I shorten it, I will not make to the other side. And that's why we should accept our crosses, praying all the time, give us the power, O dear Lord, to carry my crosses in life. Because the cross is, when we carry the cross, not in desperation, not in being down all the time mentally, but the cross means it's a cross of Christ. And he has carried it not because he was condemned, but because he has chosen it. It was his free will. I want to save the human race. I want to save people because of his eternal, endless love. That's why he accepted the cross. It was his free decision. And so in our life also, when we carry with Christ in emotions of, in willing to love him, because I'm not condemned to carry it, but because I see the sense. It's heavy, yes, but I trust in God's help and God's grace. And then we make come to a point where is expected much heavier exam from us, and we make it then, thanks to the experience we have collected, thanks to the power we have created in us with his grace, because the cross has helped us to wake up some talents they were sleeping in inside of us, and then we can pass the canyon, the heavier, the more difficult exam in our life. That's why we should also, with looking in the future, we don't know, the gospel today is telling us many exams for saying And we are sometimes in a situation we ask, what will the WHO organization decide? We hear this and that crazy story. What will Bill Gates decide with his companions? And so on and so on. And we are sometimes, we have the tendency to be despaired a little bit. But when we carry the cross in the mentality of Christ, then we know with my cross I can also create life. Not I, but with Christ, also my cross will be worthy that he creates grace and eternal life for us. And then when we pass the canyon, Christ, the cross of Jesus, is carrying us in some regards. So these are the main experiences we are making in our life, and let us always have the confidence that our crosses in life are given us to grow, to find the true life. As strange it's sounding for people, they have no faith, they don't understand the mystery of the cross, but we hope and pray that God opens us the eyes so we can see the mystery and the eternal life is inside of our crosses. Yes, they are very heavy. And in this story, one man has abbreviated it, and in the end, he has not collected the corresponding experiences. It has not provoked in him those power he could make over to the other side of the canyon. So let us trust in God's providence and carry our crosses and say, I try to be devoted to you, O dear Lord, and you are my Savior, and help me and us in the future. And you will give the grace on the right time, will come the right decision. And glory to you who has saved us in your holy cross. And let us, our crosses be for us a blessing too. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.